I don't try to ask for the most. Meaning, all I wanted to do was like present an award for the Stellars.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a chance to now host the awards. And I know we're talking about my first record, but I performed on the Soul Train Awards Saturday.
Okay.
And I wasn't even expecting that because I was like, you know what, I'll just present. And then I had the opportunity to perform, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes I don't try to go for the what would be considered the big things, or you know what I mean? I just settle like, I'll just present or something, or I just want to go. Or is it good to be nominated? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're so humble, Michelle.
Thank you.
All of the accolades and everything, but you're just so humble. It's just like the word says, be ye also ready, and you are.
Yes, sir.
I mean, now, Michelle, what's the difference, if there is a difference, in performing on the Soul Train Award as a solo artist doing gospel as opposed to performing with Destiny's Child? Is there a difference?
You know what, because of Destiny's Child, we get the chance to brighten people's day and make people happy, you know, but with me, I mean, as a solo artist, you know, I got a chance to really, I feel like I really touched people. It was intimate, you know.
Wow.
It wasn't a lot of movement on stage. It was just me, you know what I mean, in a way?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel more intimate as a solo artist. Now with the group, it's like, is there so much going on? I mean, we try to be as intimate as possible, and I know the three of us, we would have the same answer as far as this goes, but as a group, you know, it's hard to kind of almost be intimate
now,
with an audience or something.
Now, did you expect your solo project to do as it did? Because you did top the chart with it, and it stayed up there.
Yes, sir.
For a long time. Did you expect it to do the way it did, your first album?
I had no idea. When they told me that it went number one, I was just overwhelmed, you know, that people loved this record, they supported the record, you know, which made me even want to do the second record that I just put out. You know what I mean? I had a lot of encouragement, you know, from people.
And you know, speaking of the second record, I see the maturity in a Michelle Williams in the second record. Okay, tell us about the second record as opposed to the first one.
Well, the second record, like you said, the maturity, the confidence is there. You know how they say there's a first time for everything, so you may not do it right the first time,
mm-hmm.
but when you get a second chance to do it, you know, you really put your all into it, and you're not scared, you're not fearful, because that was the first time of me being by myself in the studio, having to arrange vocals, having to do background vocals by myself, not being confident even about the voice that God has given me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I have a different type of voice that is not your clean, glossy type of voice that radio will play, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I haven't worried about it since. I love my voice. I love the raspiness of it. I love whatever it is about it. I'm cool with it now, so that's why I was able to just, I had freedom with the second album to do whatever it is that I wanted to do vocally without feeling, you know, limited on anything.
And I feel that you have a beautiful, anointed voice.
Thank you so much.
And I love hearing you, especially when I hear songs like Do You Know? Beautiful song. Tell us about Do You Know? Do You Know?
Do You Know? That song, I wrote that song last year. I had gone through some things, and I was just tired, and I was literally washing dishes one day in my home, and those lyrics just came, the very first verse. I hate to see you crying. Seems like your world is torn apart. Just know that I am faithful, I'll heal your broken heart. And that was the Lord speaking to me, saying, let me do this. Let me really step in and take control of the situation and your life. Let me give you your joy back. Let me let you feel the happiness that you used to feel. And I wrote that song, and it was like the spirit had instructed me to go to bed with my digital recorder.
Wow.
So I wrote those verses as I was washing dishes, but I was like, Lord, I don't have a chorus. And like I said, I was told to go to sleep with my digital recorder, and that I would have the chorus in the morning. When I woke up that morning, I had the chorus.
Wow.
I mean, sometimes God, you know, it's almost, some of the things that the Lord would tell you to do almost seems kind of weird in a way, or something that you wouldn't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now I make sure I have my digital recorder with me everywhere I go. I keep my journal because I know that that song came from the heartbeat of God. You know, and when I sing that song, so many people relate to that song, because so many people, they get in problems or they get themselves in a situation, and then they feel like, wow, God, where are you? When God is there all along. He's been there.
That is a beautiful song. Beautiful testimony, Michelle.
Thank you.
Who were you trying to reach with 15 minutes?
Anybody that has never thought that they would be where they are today and have the longevity.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought that I would be in this position that I am in. And it was just weird to how that song even came about. And I just dedicate that song to anybody in not just the music business, but people who had their careers for more than 15 minutes. You know, we're blessed because so many people are laid off from their jobs, don't have jobs, but those of us that are blessed even still work, we got to thank God for that, because it could have been us that has to be in the unemployment line. It could be us that has to collect. You know, not downing anybody that has to do that. I'm just saying we are blessed that we can clock in and clock out.
That's right.
You know what I mean, in a way?
Yes. The song, now my favorite, there are several favorites I have on your project, but Love Thing with Dawkins and Dawkins.
Yeah.
Oh, I find myself playing that song all the time. How was it working with Dawkins and Dawkins? And tell us about Love Thing. How did that come about?
Dawkins and Dawkins, they are some gospel artists who I love. I followed them for years, and they are anointed. They are gifted. Humble, just, you know, we had a ball together recording Love Thing, and, you know, they're like my brothers. I just love the respect that we have for each other. They are protective. They just wanted to hear me do my best, and Eric Dawkins, really, he produced my vocals so wonderfully. You know, he's one of the best producers I've ever worked with.